This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York State. AP correspondent Joshua Goodman was in the audience when a man stormed the stage and attacked Rushdie.
So I'm at the Chautauqua Institution. It's a place of study and reflection and religious inquisitiveness, and it's now a crime scene. Back here at the amphitheater, there were about 2,500 people waiting to hear Salman Rushdie speak. He had just walked onto the stage, was still being introduced less than a minute before the event began, after the event began, and a man rushed from this audience up onto the stage and started punching or stabbing. It wasn't quite clear, but there was clearly some sort of blood or red liquid going in many directions. A collective sigh of shock from the audience, many of whom are here to, you know, contemplate the problems of the world, not to see them up close. And eventually the scene was, the amphitheater was evacuated. It's now a crime scene. The man was detained. We're not really sure the status of Salman Rushdie. There has been a fatwa, an order for him to be killed on his life for many, many decades now. We're waiting to hear from authorities what his status is and what prompted this brazen, senseless, and very scary attack.
Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, has been banned in Iran since 1988, and many Muslims consider it to be blasphemous. A year later, Iran issued a fatwa or edict calling for his death. A more than $3 million bounty has been offered for anyone who kills Rushdie. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Montenegro State TV reports a man went on a shooting rampage after a family dispute, killing 11 people on the streets before being shot dead in a gun battle with police. State TV RTCG reported the 34-year-old gunman wounded 6 people, including a policeman, Friday. RTCG, quoting witnesses, said the attacker was randomly shooting at people walking in the street in Montenegro, including at children. The head of Kenya's Electoral Commission says vote tallying in the country's close presidential election isn't moving fast enough. Meanwhile, parallel counting by local media dramatically slow amid public concerns about censorship or meddling. With no clear winner emerging and perhaps days more to wait, social media is busy with unverified claims by candidate supporters. Human rights groups call that dangerous in a country with a history of political violence. Kenya could see a runoff presidential election for the first time. Following recent India demonstrations and detentions of opposition figures, there's a growing sentiment that India's democracy is in retreat and its democratic foundations are floundering. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
At 75 years old, India's democracy is under pressure like never before. Experts and critics say trust in the judiciary as a check on executive power is eroding, and religious minorities are facing increasing attacks by Hindu nationalists. Journalist and author Kumi Kapoor says assaults on the press and free speech have grown more brazen in recent years.
There's no question. I mean, one has only to look around to see that the media has certainly shriveled up during Mr. Modi's regime.
Kapoor, however, says Indian people's restless and independent spirit will not be broken.
You can clamp down on the media, but you can't really clamp down on freedom of thought and expression in a country like India.
Observers say democratic backsliding has accelerated since Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to power in 2014. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Recapping our top story, author Salman Rushdie has been attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. An Associated Press reporter witnessed a man storm the stage Friday and begin punching or stabbing Rushdie as he was being introduced. The author was taken down or fell to the floor and the man was restrained. Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, has been banned in Iran since 1988. And many Muslims consider it to be blasphemous. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.